On this week's episode of Midnight Hollow.
You know that was a commercial, right? Meow mix. Meow 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 meow. Did I ruin it for you? If you are looking for a dead serious podcast filled with dry, humorless people, you are in the wrong place. This is Midnight Hollow, and we will dive into some weird, creepy, and paranormal things with a twist of humor, bad puns, and a whole lot of laughs. So sit back and enjoy the podcast. Did I ruin it for you?
Just talk.
Oh, okay. So, that's thank you for that intro there, Dishy Do.
No probs.
So we have the three usual suspects back, me, Jay Zippo. We also have, we're just going to go with Anna if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's
Simmer
fine.
Didn't quite go over too well.
So many jokes with stripper names.
Yes.
So little time.
Yes.
Listen, Dishy Doo over there.
Yeah, and then we have Dishy Doo
really
over there.
I'm really not liking Dishy Doo anymore.
Like, I know, you've mentioned that a couple times. We haven't come up with anything better.
It just sounds like a, what's the thing on the infomercial with the guy who was selling like a whammy?
Oh, ShamWow.
ShamWow.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like something that's like of infomercial discovery.
It just makes me
want
to wash the dishes. I'm not going to lie to you.
It does. It's not like you're like some housewife that has to, I got to go do the dishy-doos.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. There's something like that. All right. On this episode, we are going to talk a little bit about reincarnation and all the weird, freaky things that are associated with it. Then we're going to talk a little bit about karma. And we're going to all figure out. Exactly. We're all going to figure out what are we coming back as? And if you're a douchebag or a really nice person, what would you come back as?
McDonald's French fry. And
eat me. I don't even know what to say to that.
I know. I'm just kind of like looking around the room. I'm like, where's
exactly.
The energy in here today?
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then we have three news stories at the very end that we'll go over. So let's hit it. Let's do the reincarnation deal here. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is kind of, there's a story that I know that Mysterious Universe always talks about, and that has to do with this boy who's, between the ages of like 5 and 8, and he claims to be a reincarnation of a 1930s Hollywood agent. And he has been uncannily accurate with it. And also, the point I want to make that makes it even more interesting, it's not like he's picking out like Cary Grant or something, someone he could like look up and follow. Mind you, I don't think they could even read by the time he was like relaying this information. But he was an agent, not of a good one, mind you, from the 1930s.
Yeah, wasn't he like odd. In a movie for like 10 seconds and then his line got cut and just manages everyone else.
Yeah, I think it was Betty Grable's first movie or something.
Mae West's
first movie. And so that's why I find it very interesting. Some of these life regressions where, I'm George Washington. Well, that's fine, but there's so much information on him. It's easy to...
Let's be realistic here. Like, if you could pretend to be anyone in the world, why would you pick the name Marty Martin?
Marty Martin. Sounds like a bad cartoon.
Right?
Marty
Mickey
Martin.
Mouse and Meyer Marty Martin. Martin, why I can't even talk. Marty Martin.
It just sounds like a Jane Doe, like a name you would use just to fill in. A filler name.
Right.
I do know like, someone whose name is Evan Evans. Fun fact.
I had a neighbor. Her aunt
I bet
was
they get...
Molly Holly Dolly. I'm not kidding you. Her last name was Dolly. Her first name was Molly.
Actually going to be Dolly. My mom wanted to name me Dolly so people would call me Dolly my whole life. Dolores.
Hey, maybe we
could... I could see that.
Dolores rhymes with clitoris, so no. but we can name you Dolly. Instead of Dishy Doo, we can call you Dolly.
Sorry, how did we go from Dolly to clitoris?
It's a Seinfeld
episode.
In 10
seconds.
You've never seen that Seinfeld episode
clitoris.
Where we forgot the woman's name?
Where he pronounces it clitoris?
Clitoris.
I'm not a big Seinfeld
And he
fan.
Goes, I can't remember her name. And she goes, I always got picked on as a kid because I was that female part. And he's like, Mulva? I have no idea. And at the end, he's like, oh my God. And he screams out the way he goes, Dolores! And I remember I watched that episode with my parents and they're going, I don't get it. I'm like, I'm out of here. It's okay. No one needs to know My parents don't need to hear the word clitoris.
Mine don't either.
Yes.
It's funny because my parents are deaf.
Yes.
For everyone who's listening.
But but for all the viewers at home, sign language clitoris.
Didn't know if it was funny or not. Didn't know if it was.
Can you sign language clitoris?
I could. I'm not going to.
Why not?
Well, no one can see it, so there's no point in... I'll show you later.
All right.
Maybe when you're older.
No, this is interesting. Like, how do you... Outlandish words like that, bizarre, weird words like that, how do they come up? Do they put together different symbols? Like, there can't just be one hand gesture for the clit. Like,
hand gesture.
Like, if clit. It was, it would be, the I feel clit. Like it would be that. Bing! Bing! For everyone who doesn't know, it looks like I'm pinching, like, salt.
No, let's move on.
But I
okay. No,
right now the podcast is somewhere in the ditch, and we're calling.
Why is it that we always do?
All right, bring it back.
We always talk about perverted things when we're supposed to be talking about spooky things. I don't know how this happens.
No. We need to bring it back so we can bring it out, bring them out, TI style. Bring out the ghosts. I mean. The ghosts. Okay.
So the boy that got is quote unquote reincarnated. What are your thoughts on this? The fact that it took them a really long time to figure out who this was or who he was thinking he was. So it's not like he looked it up or found it anywhere. It just was there. And that's the most fascinating part about it is these life regressions where people are relaying facts from previous lives of people who were, I can't use the term, but nobodies. Marty Martin,
my homie.
Like, I don't know.
What does science say about this? Like,
there's a lot of theories behind it. One just being, hey, so you're just reincarnated. Others is, you know, gets as wacky as transference. Is that the word I'm looking for? People can,
I don't know,
like manually, mentally transfer information to another person. I mean, obviously, we're already way out in left field.
55 details, though, like, that's a lot to transfer.
Yeah.
And because he was like, oh, I remember looking in a book. I remember seeing these faces. And they're like, we don't understand what that means until they found it. He was, quote unquote, Marty Martin.
How accurate were the details? Like, I'm just reading now. For everyone that doesn't know, I'm just reading now.
Yeah, there's like 55 or so that were
close to accurate.
Oh, dead on. And then there's some that were kind of vague, and then there were some that were way off, or some they couldn't really.
He identified his former self living on a street with a rock in it, Roxbury Drive. Okay, well.
Right. Like he was saying, like, I was looking at all these pictures in this book and all that, come to find out he was looking at actors trying to place them in movies. And that's where, that was the first time they really realized, wait a second, okay, hold on, let's not look at actors, let's look at other things that are related to Hollywood, and that's when I think they found Marty Martin.
I'm just really excited they mentioned Stanley Tucci in this article, because I love Stanley Tucci. That's pretty much all I have to say about it.
I like him too, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Stanley Tucci. National treasure.
I know who he is, but I didn't really know his name.
Yeah, no, I yelled at you for it
earlier. I feel bad.
No, I think it's pretty plausible, actually. Like, 55 details? That's a little bit too much, I think.
I would even say 20. 20 would be kind of where I'm like, 30. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. 40? 55, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I think reincarnation's definitely a thing. And I believe that this boy is Marty Martin. That's it. That's all she wrote.
The other thing that, again, the two main things that fascinated me. One was the being reincarnated as some random nobody from the past. And also, there's a woman who started speaking a dead form of language in her life regression. No one spoke it in forever. And they only knew it because they did research. Like, they went to the scientists and stuff and say, okay, this is what they're saying. And they're trying to write it down. And they realize it's an old, dead Bangladesh language. How the hell would she know how to speak that language?
I don't think this article was about reincarnation. I think it was like some weird form of possession or something else.
See, that's the thing they're also saying. It could also be this possession, transference of souls, so to speak. Possession could also be part of it. And I guess it just depends how much, what do you believe in and what don't you believe in? Do you believe in possession? Do you believe in reincarnation? Do you believe in both? Do you believe in none of them?
I believe in Stanley Tucci.
Damn right.
Especially in The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes, that's the one I remember him the most. And
okay,
he was
anyway, I do believe maybe possession.
But even for the little kid, because right now they say, at least I think it was 2 years ago, he no longer really remembers anything from his previous life. Like, he's his real life, his own life, has now kind of taken over his consciousness.
I think, I believe in both, actually. I think there's things that we can't explain. So I believe this, well, I didn't read his, catch his name in the article, but I believe Marty Martin is actually Marty Martin. And I think this lady was possessed, because if you read the article, it says that the other personality would take over the conscious one for days or weeks at a time and had no knowledge of her family, but could recall her own family from the 19th century. To me, the kind of possession or...
I mean, what if he was... Can you separate that?
How was he interviewed? What if he was like...
You mean the kid?
Yeah. What if he was like...
Oh, there was a whole thing on it. This, I believe it was a woman. She did like 5 or 6 sessions with him where she would just... He would retell all these tales. She'd record them and then do research to see how close they were.
What if he was lucid dreaming?
But where did the dreams come from? How would he... How can he be that accurate?
I thought you said he was reading... He was trying to... I thought you said he was reading up on the actors.
After.
No, that's how they discovered how they...
Oh, I
thought
it prior to.
Because he was he kept saying, oh, I'm looking, Mom, I where's that book that I was looking at, that book with all the pictures? And she's going, what the hell are you talking about? And this is kind of knee-deep into their parents realizing...
How do we know he didn't learn about that stuff before?
But Marty Martin? Who the hell? It took them like forever to even find this guy, and there's barely any information on it. And then they had to really dig deep into like archives, like not even computer type archives, to find information on him. So this is not something this kid could just wander and find.
All right.
But the interesting thing I think that Anna just brought up is, if you're possession and reincarnation, what, you got a possession of someone that maybe lived 200 years ago. Do you think all reincarnation is possession? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting information from 200 years ago. It'd be anyone, any soul, any spirit, apparition that possesses you. It's obviously not going to be some guy that died yesterday, probably. It's going to be someone who died 200 years ago. So they'll have that information that's 200 years old, and that could be mistaken for reincarnation.
Well, here's the thing, though. You could also argue, because in a couple of the other articles, like this, the next one that we're touching on, the grandfather died 11 months before the kid's birth with like the crazy birthmark.
Mm-hmm.
So heaven could sort of come into play. Maybe you're just in limbo for a very long time until you're let out, or I don't know. Like, this could really go either way.
I see Dishy Doo think, and I see the smoke pouring out.
I just think it's cool.
It is. It's super I find it super fascinating. And
I think both are viable options, to be honest. I think this particular one, though, probably possession, or that weird, I don't think it's called DID anymore, the dissociative identity disorder, where you have multiple personalities. Doesn't explain the dead language, but I think that's a plausible option.
Right. So another thing about reincarnation. Let's talk about the 10 claims of physical evidence for reincarnation really quick.
Yes, this is creepy.
This is crazy stuff. So, why do I have a picture of Tupac on mine?
What is it?
Why do I have a picture?
What is it, by the way?
What are we doing? 10 signs of reincarnation?
Yes.
10 claims of physical evidence for reincarnation. And the first one is the transferred birthmarks. And that was the one that kind of tipped me off to do this as our episode. Where in
Oh my god, I'm reincarnated.
In some
I'm sorry.
In some cultures. If you have a birthmark, it doesn't mean you're reincarnated necessarily, it just means you have a birthmark. But
I have another soul in my body. And this explains why.
I do too, but when I get home I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
No.
I'm waiting till I get home.
No.
It's gonna be an evil, evil soul.
I mean, this could go one of two ways, none of which I'd be happy.
Put a little love in your heart and a little soul in your toilet.
That's the new song by Dishy Doo.
Are you gonna sing it for us?
Hey, I'm just good with jingles, guys. Jingle, jingle, jingle. Okay, no, really, I don't know much about this stuff, so it's interesting to learn as we go.
Right, and the first one was the birthmarks, and in some cultures they have, when a loved one dies, especially before their time,
mm-hmm.
they would take ashes and mark their body somewhere. Not necessarily like somewhere was visible, but not like crazy. And 10 years later, someone in their village or whatever, they notice they have a birthmark in that same spot. And that's the first section. They were doing a whole study on it. And there's I don't remember the how many they actually found. And I don't know if they did a lot of life regression stuff on them, because even the life regression sessions that they go through aren't always done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot that has to be done so it's not being tainted, like, with wrong information, or they're leading them like they would in, like, a courtroom. They're leading them down a path rather than letting them speak. So there's lots of you know, muddy areas with this, but this was the article, or this was the reason why I wanted to do this, because I thought that was pretty damn interesting that someone would be able to put ashes on somebody, and then 10 years later, somebody else would have that birthmark in the exact same spot. The picture they show is, like, I think it's on a wrist or right below a wrist.
A thumb. No, it is a wrist.
It's a wrist. And that was one of the stories that they had that... And again, it's not someone who's like 80, 90 years old. Someone before their time, they're upset and they want to see if they would come back and to get the time they lost with them. And they put the ash mark on there, and then they find this birthmark on somebody. It's usually in their village or something, which I find pretty
incredible.
Okay,
so my approach to a lot of this stuff is like kind of like how you would approach like cold readings and like mediums. I feel like it's a lot of it is coinky dink, and I don't know.
Yeah,
whatever people want to believe in, they will take something, and that is what they fully believe in.
Right. It'll be a lot to get them off that track too. Like, oh no, this is what happened. So that's where I believe you're right, that a lot of times these sessions or anything like that, they're kind of led. Rather than just letting them go, they're like led to a point. And I think that's where a lot of the people have problems with all the information that they're getting. The next one is a child born with bullet wounds.
This one's creepy.
That is crazy.
Oh, let me pull this one up.
So some child in Turkey remembered a life of a man who was killed by a shotgun. Hospital records told of a man who had died after 6 days of injuries caused by a blast to the right side of his skull.
Ouch.
The boy in question was born with unilateral microtrophy and malformed ear and hemifacial merkenskerbenderpen. Which is the underdevelopment of right side of the face. You can look that up because I'm not going to try to pronounce it. So, yeah. So, that's pretty incredible. Like, imagine having a child and have bullet holes in them. What?
I think it's... Well, normally I would just say it's a coinkydink, but, like, with the malformation and the memories, that's creepy.
Yeah. It starts all...
I say reincarnation.
Then we'll just kind of rifle through a couple more of these. The patient who killed and married her son.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm passing that one.
No. Let's, please.
Incest, really?
Yeah.
What? You ever watch incest porn?
What is wrong with you?
Legally, don't answer that for like, I'm just kidding.
Why would I say that?
Why are you looking at
me? Pornhub's top search last year was incest porn.
Ew.
That's is that disgusting. Real?
No.
Probably it's just
the
they just
that
put
I,
up,
I,
come
I
up with a catchy blog title
hot.
Or title or whatever, and
right, the couple I
click
went in there just because the girl
so
was hot.
Look...
You just there's no way there. And the one I remember going to was like a black and a white. Girl.
It's giving
like,
into
what?
Fantasies
no,
and fetishes.
Actually, did you read that article on the twins that were born? One was black, one was white.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Recently,
yeah,
that's some that's crazy cool. Swimmers right there.
Right, I didn't read the article. I just saw that it was on the cover of Time.
That is pretty weird, man. I didn't see that. Why didn't I see that?
I don't know. Maybe don't pay attention to things.
Sometimes I don't.
Okay, so this patient who killed and married her son.
Yeah.
Months after the regression experience, Diane felt herself attracted to a patient who had been admitted for asthma attacks. The patient also felt a connection or familiarity with Diane. Diane was shocked when she noticed a crescent-shaped birthmark in the same location on the patient. That was on whoever the hell got killed. Dr. Weiss claims to have seen asthma in people whose previous memories involved death by suffocation. That's an interesting tidbit.
Yeah.
That is interesting, but I think that's a coinkydink.
Mm-hmm.
We have reincarnated handwriting. Yeah. Reincarnation, born knowing Swedish. Again.
Okay, well, just to backpedal on this last one, this one was actually kind of interesting because the little kid didn't know how to write. And he also recalled memories of his quote-unquote death. So that was kind of creepy.
Couldn't imagine remembering your death.
Like, day of the accident, it was soaked in blood, he had 30 rupees in his wallet. Apparently it was, like, freakishly accurate. That's weird.
The trauma of that kid, though, just... probably not even being able to really comprehend what he's reliving. I feel sorry for the little dude.
Wait, so
Speaking of little dude, his wife is like the size of a midget.
Wait,
or I'm sorry, little person.
Hold on a second. Like a near-death experience? What do you mean relive?
No, in the picture, there's his wife who is like.
What are you talking about? Nothing. The details of his death, though.
Like the death, he was reincarnated, but he was remembering the death of his previous life.
Oh,
so this
gotcha.
Little kid was reliving the death of his previous
life. Like his blood-soaked books and how much money was in his wallet.
That's nuts.
And for the next one, I'm just going to make this joke for everyone who's listening to this podcast who has seen Mean Girls. Everyone in Africa can read Swedish. That's right. I went there.
I'm guessing that's good.
It was really solid.
I need
reference.
To watch that movie.
Yes, you
guys
do.
Referenced it way too much.
Oh, with the calcium bars?
Yes.
That was on actually this weekend. When I was doing laundry, I was flipping through and I saw it was on.
Always watch it. No matter what section it's on, always.
Does anyone watch the OJ True Crime? I also went home and watched that the other day, like rewatched most of that.
I did.
Well,
not.
It puts on a whole new meaning now that he's actually said that he did it. He confessed, so it puts on
well,
a whole
yeah,
new.
Well, yeah, I'm sure lots of people are hitting that up on Netflix. But there's a line in there, like, so her infatuation with the Mean Girls lines, mine is now becoming the OJ trial lines in the one line. In there, the one, I think it's Johnny, Johnny Cochran's friend or whatever.
Cochran.
Mm-hmm. No, Sterling K. Brown's character, his lawyer friend, they were, you know, getting ready to go into the court or whatever, and Marsha gets her, or was it Marsha, the female lawyer?
I have no idea.
Okay, anyway.
Cochran.
The character played by Sarah Paulson. For all of a sudden, I can't remember the names. She walks in with her new haircut because, you know, she was getting scrutiny for, like, how she looked. Like, don't look so hard, blah, blah, blah. Like, people on TV, look so hard, you look like a bitch. She came in with a really even short, curly perm. And Sterling K. Brown's lawyer friend just looked at her as she walked by. And he was like, damn, who turned her into Rick James? Guys, I shit you not. All I did was, like, replay that part and laughed every time.
So I'm going to say one thing and then we can move on. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Tina Fey actually references that and she has like the short perm in there. And
oh, does she?
The lawyer team.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I'd like to see Tina Fey do that. I'll have to. I've only watched a couple episodes of Unbreakable.
First season's the best and then everything else is bleh.
I just kind of like rifled through some of these. The only last one I'm going to talk about is the in-between state. And there's a pretty prominent scientist in Japan that has done what life in-between life. And it's a book. And it's super duper interesting about these kids that remember things like in their womb, in the womb and stuff like. And
that's
being
cool.
In a place of almost like a purgatory or a limbo.
Yeah.
Like, they remember being there and then someone choosing cool. them and moving on. Like, oh, okay. And each one of the children that they interviewed or did their sessions with did it almost like how the Mothman was. Everyone remembered it differently. So it wasn't always, hey, I was looking through a book of people and I chose this person. Then someone said, oh, I was in a cave and someone kind of popped out of the wall and said, hey, and took my hand and I went flying. Like, all these different ways of them relating to how they were chosen or how they were brought back into the world. And I thought that was super duper interesting. Again, I know.
I think that's cool because that's somewhere you've actually been before.
Mm-hmm.
You're not transforming. You are transforming physically, but your brain has developed to the point where you could, don't you think? I don't know.
It's your conscience. Conscious.
Higher consciousness. I don't know.
I can't talk.
I could make a Harry Potter reference, but I won't. But I will say it's plausible.
I'm surprised you didn't with the, what are they, Mudders and Scullies? What are they called in the article with the
Fox
little boy?
Fox and Scullies, that's Scullies
and
X-Files.
Mulders?
Yep.
That's X-Files.
Oh, that's reference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You recognized it was a reference, though. That's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's
sorry, I'm
X-Files.
Not an X-Files person.
Yeah, watch that.
Oh, you did
twice.
Mention that to me when we were earlier today. Someone said X-Files, I don't know.
All right, so the quick fire. Ready, dishy do?
No.
I'm just going to ask you one. If you're a douchebag, what do you come back as?
Quick. Fava bean.
A fava bean.
That's pretty solid.
Anna, if you're good, what do you come back as?
A dog. Okay. Everyone loves dogs. And if you don't, you're wrong.
And then Anna, if you're a douchebag?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Come back as a god.
I said no.
Oh.
I don't know. You're not paying attention.
It's a quick fire. You got to just... First thing comes to mind, douchebag.
slug, but that's only because you said it earlier.
Good.
Pina colada.
Ooh. You know, I hate that song, by the way. And it's called Escape. That's the real name of the song.
Yeah. I read the story behind the lyrics. It's actually about, you know, a dude catching his wife cheating, pretty much. No, going to the bar to show up for a dude, right? Both or they both were in yep. the
They both didn't want to be married anymore. Great song. Glad it's popular. But, yeah. What are you coming back as, Anna?
Hopefully a dog, but I mean, realistically, probably a sloth.
Sloth. What about you? Did she do?
I don't know. I think I'm, personally, I think I'm like an angel on earth. So I think.
So a sloth.
Sloth on earth.
Sloth on
earth. I would like to come back as cliche as it sounds, but it wouldn't be cliche if it were true. I think a lot of us feel connected through nature. So probably like a tree or something, honestly, part of nature. Where you can actually, when you die, your ashes can, you can be planted as a tree.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Feed the soil or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So if I die, I want to come back as Kate Upton's panties.
No. Shame on
you. I've been waiting to say that
no.
for like 10 minutes
at least
now.
No.
Make a Katy Perry
no.
It's someone new now.
Yeah, true. I would have thought Katy Perry.
Okay, so you have the hots for Katy Perry and Kate Upton. Who else? Like, what other chicks?
Everyone.
What other chicks? Can't be... Charlotte McKinney, Ariel Winter.
Okay.
Iskra Lawrence.
You have a type.
Yeah, I do.
You do have a type.
So
it's okay. Everyone has a type.
We're going to head into our news articles before we talk about other women that give me boners.
Oh, why'd you have to say that?
Boner.
Stop it.
Boner.
You're done.
Boner. That was pretty good. Like, I heard the reverb on it.
So, the first two, just briefly go over. It's the U.S. government is ignoring UFO sightings because nobody wants to be that alien guy. Former Pentagon official says, and that's true. In fact, I watched a whole episode of Ancient Aliens. I know. The show is full of wackos. But it was true that the reason why we don't hear or see or investigate most of these is because nobody wants to talk about it because they don't want to be that guy. Oh, hey, there's the weird guy that thought he was probed by an alien in his butt. You just don't, you know, you don't want to be that guy. Well, I wouldn't want
to
be that
guy. Okay, I'll be that
guy.
Nowhere I would like to tour Area 51.
Yeah, that probably isn't going to happen. You can't even, like, look at it. You'll be arrested. Like, it's crazy.
A girl can dream. Okay.
So that will be on the website. Dead man wakes up on autopsy table right before doctor starts procedure. Now, I've watched enough X-Files episodes and Supernatural that this doesn't bother me because it happens all the time in those shows. But yeah, a prisoner in Spain woke up on a morgue table shortly before his planned autopsy after having been declared dead by three separate doctors. Remind me to learn English. Remind me not to go to Spain. It is still not clear what went wrong. All right. Thank you for that, Spain. So we'll have that article on there as well. But our main news story comes, it's a couple years old, but it's still very important. Fish falls from sky, smacks woman in the face. Come on. It's hilarious. Getting smacked in the face by a fish.
Okay. A bird probably dropped it. It's really not that funny.
It's hilarious. Because let me. Lisa Lobrie. That's a cool name. Lisa Lobrie.
I would make a gif out of that.
Was sure trying to catch some sunshine and get a little exercise obviously. When something fishy happened. Mm-hmm. You can catch
that's
that.
That's really bad.
It filled us at Fairmont Park on Labor Day morning. A catfish, she says, fell from the sky and slapped her right in the face as she was walking underneath a tree. A friend who was walking with Lisa found the animal on the ground. It bounced off Annie. Annie sees me go down. I'll just avoid that comment. Annie sees me go down, turns around, and looks and goes, "Oh my God, it was a fish," Lobrie said. Lisa says she was hit. She remembers the smell. I smell disgusting, she said. There's so many jokes. I'm like overloading.
I know,
here.
That's why
I'm like
laughing.
Turning red. I just can't. Why would she say? She
oh wait, is this
know?
In New Zealand? New Zealand, right? We're talking about the dude from New Zealand.
No, Philadelphia's Fairmont Park.
Oh shit!
And the fish.
Okay, apparently,
I bet Ryan
Google
Yeager
says
wrote
that
this.
What's that?
I bet Ryan Yeager wrote this article under a pseudonym.
Google says that there's been multiple instances where people have been hit by fish falling
oh, yeah.
from the sky.
It's called fish falls. And what happens is multiple fish will fall from the sky because of some kind of heat transfer. So yeah, people have where there's like thousands of dead
that
fish.
That high though?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Well, they just had the red rain in Turkey. Gobble, gobble. In Turkey, there was a sandstorm that hit and it carried into the clouds and that carried all the way to Turkey. And then when it finally rained, it dropped the sand with it, the red sand.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Then there's also times, there was a time where it rained pretty much this weird globular blood. They still don't know what it is. But that's a whole other story.
Apocalypse.
So this poor Lisa woman, she smelled disgusting. She smelled like a fish. I'm not going. This big fish story did a little damage. Lisa had a small cut to her face and some swelling after the foot-long catfish came hurtling towards her face. She says, however, she can see the humor in this bizarre story. Well, I'm glad for that. Lisa and Annie
believe... What else are you going to take away from it?
So, the last line in the sentence, or last line in the story. Okay, I'm not doing well because I got so many jokes in my head. I can't get through them. Lisa and Anna believe a bird probably lost their lunch in the moments before the fish assaulted Lisa's face. Don't give me that smug look. Don't give me that smug look. It still was a good story.
It's a terrible story.
It's a, oh my God, it's a fish.
But
it
you know
terrible.
What? How terrible would it be if you...
I'll assault Lisa's face.
Sorry.
Will it smell like fish afterwards?
You can literally turn anything into sexual innuendo nowadays.
Alrighty then.
Turn you into a sexual innuendo.
Okay, I'm creeped out. I was honestly creeped out,
So, Dishy Dude, do you have any last words for this episode?
No.
Or did you want you assaulting Lisa's face to be your last word? Or your...
No. Yeah, we'll let it linger. Let it linger a little.
Let it simmer?
Yeah, let it simmer. Yeah.
I like let it linger.
Let it linger.
Like, no, that kind of reminds me of like... I was going to say, like, let it linger kind of reminds me of someone ripping, but...
That's what it smelled like when I opened the door in our podcast room. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
This is the fart room and obviously the party room too, but won't get into that. Anna, do you have anything to add before we close out of this fine episode?
I don't think so. I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. All right. So we will have all the information on the website, both Buffalo Podcast, or no, Buffalo Podcast, that's the one I own, Buffalo City Life, and also Midnight Hollow, and then we'll also have it on YouTube about a week later after this.
Can I play Linger by the Cranberries?
No, because I don't want to get copyright strike.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So for Jay Zippo, does she do? Gonna say goodbye?
Meow.
And Anna?
Toodles.
Why don't you Midnight Hollow so you don't get Rickrolled? I gotta come up with a better one than that. That sucks. Mm-hmm.